Good night, Shabbos Kodesh. Parashas Vayetze. Today is May Kislev, November 8th. We are learning Shmiras Aloshin, Chelek Rishoin, Chasima Sefer, Perik Gimel. In the English edition, can be found on page 540. And in the regular Svarim, the paragraph which begins, Af Anu Noemer Bin Yoneinu. What are we discussing this morning? We started discussing a concept from the Sefer Baal Charedim. Sefer Charedim, that told us that there is this yesod when it comes to certain mitzvahs, that a mitzvah can have a status of a meis mitzvah. The Chafetz Chaim will be telling us now that certain mitzvahs can have a status of a meis mitzvah. What is a meis mitzvah? Meis mitzvah means that there's a person who, as we know from the parsha, does not the only this case. I was once sitting in the yeshiva, and one of the biggest masmidim came over to me. He said to me, "Meis mitzvah." We went out to Long Island. Didn't know who the person was. I don't know why, but I was missing one glove that day, and it was freezing. My hand ballooned like hot dogs. Like thick hot dogs, like overcooked hot dogs. I couldn't bend my fingers for hours because of the frost outside. Baruch Hashem, I had a different glove. I had one glove, right? So what's the point here? He's telling us that there's a meis mitzvah, you have to go out even if you're a kohen. A kohen has to go with Tam himself for a meis mitzvah. Certain mitzvahs itself of the Taryag mitzvahs, unfortunately, it says the Chafetz Chaim have a status like a meis mitzvah, that they're being pushed aside and no one's taking care of them. Let's read the words inside. Af anu noemer bin yoneinu, so too we will say, the lefiz manenu ba'avnasinu harabim shehuf koreitzel izan anoshim legamei ha'ovoin loshin hara rechilus. So too, in regards to the topic of loshin hara and rechilus, the mitzvah of not speaking forbidden speech and the avera of speaking forbidden speech, it has become hefker amongst our people, he says. If a person will strengthen himself on a regular basis and watch guards what he says, and he'll make sure that he will not transgress this iser of Lashon Hara and Chilus, kama me'aschar yagia lo yaladei zeh, how much reward will he receive? The halo yadu hu ma'ashakosu b'seva charedim, because as we know, that which we just mentioned from the seva charedim, the mitzvah she'en lo dorshin, he kemes mitzvah, that a mitzvah that no one is fulfilling, that mitzvah has a status like a meis mitzvah. I just want to suggest what I've seen with my own eyes, and not to mekatreg, not to prosecute, but just to mechazik. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa of standing for a son of someone who's 70 years old and above. Mitzvah d'oraisa. It's sometimes difficult. There's a kainim, a person who's 70 years old, and if it's savik, you know, a person not sure, savik derais is the chumra, a person has to stand up. And it's unfortunate sometimes, you see, younger people not adhering to this mitzvah. I don't have the ability, I don't have the authority, I'm not going to say that it has like status like a mitzvah that the Chafetz Chaim is talking about. But this is definitely in my mind, something that could also use some chizuk. Once we discuss a mitzvah which could use chizuk, many mitzvahs could use chizuk. But this is something that happens on a regular basis. People walk by. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa to stand for a zaken, a 70-year-old or older. So the Chafetz Chaim is telling us that if there is a mitzvah, he quotes the Sefer Charedim and tells us that people are not fulfilling, that mitzvah has like a status like a meis mitzvah, like a dead body. mitzvah she'en lo d'roifin, and people, a mitzvah that people don't run after, redoif acharei la'asayis, run after it, and make sure you perform this mitzvah. B'nei she'mitzvah mikatreges v'ymeris, the mitzvah goes up to Shemayim and says, kamagorua anoichi, how embarrassed am I, how disgusted am I, how ashamed am I. Shenisalamti mikol v'chol, no one's fulfilling me. No one's performing this mitzvah. We already know the tremendous importance of the Meis Mitzvah from the Gemara in Brachas and the Daf Chaf Amar Aleph that tells us even if you have a Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol who's traveling, he's walking, and a Nazir, and we know these people are forbidden to be in Tamei themselves for a Meis. And what are they heading to do? What are they on their way to do? They could be on their way to do nothing. They can't be tami for mace. But even if they're on the way to do a mitzvah Karam Pesach, or Lomol Es Benoy, to the mitzvah of Bris Mila, for who? For their own son. We know both of these mitzvahs are mitzvahs Aseh, are positive commandments, Karam Pesach and the Bris Mila, that carry to the same punishment if they're not performed. What is that? Kares. The only two positive mitzvahs that carry with it kares. The Gemara didn't have to give those examples. The Gemara could have just said, you have a Kohen Gadol who is a Nazir. It's a mitzvah for them to mitami for a Nazir, for a Meis Mitzvah. The Gemara is telling us the extreme case. A Kohen Gadol, a Nazir, that are going to perform two positive commandments, the only two that carry with this mitzvah, the mitzvah of Bris Mila and Karam Pesach, an Itzer Kares. And if there's a Meis Mitzvah, they are obligated to mitam themselves to the Meis Mitzvah. Even though for their own relatives, they're not allowed to become Tamei. However, I'm mitamei who the Meis Mitzvah. But he's allowed to mitame himself at the Meis Mitzvah, kidei shlo yeh munach b'bizayin, that this dead body should not rest there in a disgraceful manner. Now says the Chavetz Chaim, v'ata nech ze anan, we have to understand, halay Meis Mitzvah hu rak chaymer ba'almo, a Meis Mitzvah is just a physical being. V'loy nefesh, ruach, v'neshama. The mace, that physical body, doesn't encompass the nefesh, ruach, and neshama. It's not there anymore. V'afal pichein, ibnei shehaya hachomer hazeh, v'koy mishkan lenefesh ha'yisraeli, but since this physical body was at one point in time a house for a nefesh Yisraeli, for a Jewish soul, the Torah is so makbid to make sure that there should not become any disgraceful situation to this body. Why? Because there was one point in time a neshama in this body. The Torah even permitted a kohen gadol nazir to become tamei. This is batal yidei zeshchitas apesach umilas aben natali tamei loy balansay b'tzrachah. And the person will not be able to do his Karm Pesach now. He can now, he won't be able to do the Bris Mila for his son now. Why not? Because he's Tamei. Kal v'chomer, how much more so? Be'inin ha'tayr ha'kdoisha, in regards to the tayr ha'kdoisha. She karahim ipnimim, how so valuable and precious it is. V'yishashu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the delight of Hashem, k'ma shekosev, v'yishashu yom yom. Hashem delights in the Torah day after day. In mitzvah achas mimeno chas v'sholem utelas b'bizayoin kamo anu chayovin lischazik b'zeh sheloi tikatre galeinu l'maylo. If there's a mitzvah that's being disgraced, that's not being treated with proper respect, how much more so if by the Meis Mitzvah, the physical body that doesn't have a nefesh, ruach, neshama, the Kohen Gadol has to metam himself for it, how much more so with a mitzvah that's alive, that's being disgraced, does a person have to make sure he picks it up and performs this mitzvah so that this mitzvah does not go mekatreg and say to Hashem, Hashem, your children don't care about me. Hashem, your children don't care about you. That's what that mitzvah is saying. If we don't perform this mitzvah.
When he quotes the pasuk,
Urei Achi, let's take that verse, please. Urei Achi es goydel ha'efker. Sheish bezeh l'mishe ragel bo. The Chofetz Chaim talks in a way which is so, like he's sitting here with us. He says, come, my brother, come and see. As goydel ha'efker, sheish bezeh l'mishe ragel bo. The tremendous hefkerus. What would he say today? The hefkerus that exists. No, you know what he would say today? He would say, Baruch Hashem, we have Chofetz Chaim Heresh Foundation. That's what he would say today. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, we have Sfarim in languages. How many languages? English, Hebrew, French, Spanish, whatever they are. I don't know how many languages they are. Shiurim in all the different languages on this topic. That's what Chofetz Chaim would say today. Baruch Hashem. But we still have to mechazik even more. Sha'afilu. You have people who, says the Chofetz Chaim, who when it comes to Lashon Hara, they say what they want. They don't even think it's allowed in the Torah. That's a negative commandment. It doesn't even exist by them. And if you'll ask the person, Tishaleyu, Loma dibarta Lashon Hara Rechilus, you'll ask the person, so why are you speaking Lashon Hara? Why are you saying Rechilus? You know, you realize what you're saying can affect that person's parnasa? You realize what you're saying will destroy that yeshiva? Yom Elucha, he'll tell you very simply. I'll give you 100 answers as to why there's nothing wrong with what he's saying. How this whole discussion, that's not Lashon Hara, what do you think? Now, you'll ask him, when the last time he learned the laws of Lashon Hara? He'll say, what, there's a law book about it? But he'll still tell you why it's totally permissible. And if you explain to him very clearly, every single step of the way, that everything he's saying is 100% Lashon Hara, yachzemi diburoi v'yoymar, he will say a different excuse. You know, you're right, okay, it's Lashon Hara, you're right. V'afim davar zeh u'b'chlal Lashon Hara, aval al ish kazeh, v'vada l'kivna atayah. But on this person, the Torah doesn't say you can't speak Lashon Hara about him. You can speak Lashon Hara about this person. Shereisi Allah v'avlo plain u'plainis, v'chaneif mitzvah farsamai. Because I've seen this person do this aveira and that aveira, and he's a flatterer. Didn't you learn Hilchos Chofetz Chaim, he says. And it's a mitzvah on this person to speak Lashon Hara. You know, if a person takes something out of context, I can show you in Kriya Shema where it says to worship our foreign gods also. She put the comma in the wrong places.
Yeah, sure.
So here the person will tell you back, it's a mitzvah to disgrace this individual. I'm performing a mitzvah, and you tell me I'm doing a veira. Hakitzer, says the Chofetz Chaim, the bottom line is as follows. Kol ma shetirtzu la'araisa yizgoy la'avoynoi. You want to explain to him how he's performing a tremendously dangerous aveira. That he's transgressing the power of speech. He will continue to speak more and more evil words. Shu'ayna bechlal Yisrael if Yishita Yitzhar Shaloi. And he'll tell you this person's not even included in what's called bechlal Amisecha. He's not part of the Jewish nation halachically. Of course you ought to speak Lashon Hara about this person. The Yitzhar has all. The Yitzhar knows Hilchos Lashon Hara. How do I know that? I never tested him. Because the Yitzhar has to know what to tell the person. He has to know how to persuade the person. The Chavetz Chaim says, is there any aveira that exists like this in the Klal Yisrael and in all the Torah mitzvahs? That the person is doing an aveira, and while he's doing that aveira, you tell him, stop. Realize what you're doing. And the person will continue to do this and explain to you why what he's doing is correct. I don't know if anybody here has ever experienced these types of situations where you witness and you're involved and you see someone saying something and you try to tell them you shouldn't be doing that. And they come back at you, I shouldn't do this, but you know who this person is? And I see some people nodding their head over here. It seems like they've experienced this also. Says the Chavetz Chaim, the marshal, if there is a nirshal ba'achidas bas in the veil of treifa, a person, unfortunately, you see somebody, he sits down and he eats some food, which is no hechsher. And it's not kosher food. When the chiyach yisoy amashavar al teres Hashem, you tell him you're violating the halachas of eating kosher food. Leishkiach alatz my shloy lovei loze. Hay tochin shika choyt chatichas iser b'fnei hamay chiyach yisoy v'yoycha b'fonav. If a person is eating food which is not kosher, and you're telling him it's not kosher, is the person going to put more food into his mouth which is not kosher? You just told him it's not kosher. You explained to him, you told him, you showed him, it's not a good heksher. There's no heksher. In parentheses he says, of course, that there's a person who is a la'achis, is intentionally, and he doesn't care anymore about any mitzvahs. That's a different story, but we're not talking about such a person. However, when it comes to speaking Lashon Hara and Rechilus, which the Chavetz Chaim says, we've discussed many times how this negative commandment is discussed in the Torah, in the Gemara, in the Paiskim. And you tell him to stop, look, just continue. You know why this is, says the Chavetz Chaim. How can we understand this? It's because of, he's accustomed to just speaking this way of life. This is his way of life. And especially in the world we live in today, and the media, and you can say what you want. And we live now in the world, I just say, but do what you want. That's the society. And everything's becoming illegal. It's allowed. And the person is sometimes, unfortunately, influenced by his surroundings. Because the whole concept of Lashon Hara, of watch what you say, has become accustomed by everybody to just do what you want. And even people who are not accustomed to this Aveira, even people, says the Chavetz Chaim, who are not accustomed to violate this Aveira so much, but don't appreciate and understand that when we talk about Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara is a lav, a negative commandment. They don't put in the same category. There's other lavin, there's other negative commandments in the Torah. Even though Lashon Hara is of the greatest aveiros that a person should make sure he does not commit. Im kein, says the Chavetz Chaim, ein cho meis mitzvah godol mizeh. There is no greater meis mitzvah than this. Than this mitzvah of Shmiras HaLashon. Let's finish the parak. al inyan ze. Says the Chofetz Chaim, a person who speaks lashon hara has to be embarrassed. Why is this embarrassed about what? Obviously, if he's speaking lashon hara, what's he embarrassed about? You know what he should be embarrassed about? This contradictory lifestyle he's about to explain over here. Imagine a person gets called up for an aliyah. V'yimtsev apsukim demayri hasam be'isser sipa lashon hara. And he makes his Baruch Hu es Hashem mevayroch with almost kavana. And Siba respond, Baruch Hashem HaMavarech Li'olam Vaed. Blessed Hashem's name forever and ever. And he makes his Hashem Bochar Banu Mikol Amim. How Hashem chose us amongst all the nations and gave us his Torah. And he looks inside the Torah and he sees in the psukim that say, Lo Selech Rachel Ba'amecha. Don't be a talebearer amongst your people. Or he gets in Leon by the pasuk that says, Arur Maki Re'eh Basoser, cursed be the one who hits his friend in private, which he refers to Lashon Hara, when someone else doesn't see it and he throws those daggers. And he gets in Leon by the pasuk, Zachar is Asher Asa Hashem Lakech LeMiriam. Remember what Hashem did to Miriam and Aviyah. Or the pasuk, "V'leisisa shem l'shav," don't say my name in vain, which refers to lashon hara as well, the chadayimit. And what does he see by these psukim? He gets his aliyah, and he tells the Baal Kore to stop. You can't continue learning. Don't you see? It's pasul. The letter is missing. It's a pasul Torah. Like Selech Rachel, the reish is missing. The whole reish is missing. Or the Aleph is missing from the word Arur. V'chule v'chule, etc. So he gets the Aliyah. On such a parasha like this, and the word is not kosher, the word of the Torah is not kosher. He says, "Chadam sheyachasa kaitzay shel yud." The little letter of the yud is missing in a certain place. Lo yirtze levarich al ha'tayra v'yoyimar ki tayras Hashem yitzrich li yoyis shleima k'may shenet nasan alon ha'kadosh baruch hu v'leich ha'seira. Chavetz Chaim says, before he made his beautiful bracha, he takes a look, he kisses the sefer Torah, and he pauses. This is where he tells me to make a bracha. I can't make a bracha like this. He sees it's not kosher. He doesn't want to make a bracha on the Torah that's not kosher. So he believes in Hashem's Torah, and in all the letters of the Torah, and all the words of the Torah. However, when this topic of Lashon Hara, when he's faced with this issue, Tekef hufkuru etzloi psuki atayiru ad she'enei choshes zel oven kla. Chofetz Chaim says, that same person who will be careful not to make that bracha when it comes to a sefer Torah that's missing a letter, when it comes to speaking these words don't mean anything anymore. Reyachi, see my brother. With this, the Chofetz Chaim concludes Perek Gimel. Kol amake b'divrei Torah v'oiver alayen. Whoever recognizes divrei Torah, what does it mean he recognizes divrei Torah? He recognizes that there's an isser, that there's an isser from the Torah v'oiver alayen, and he transgresses that isser. Harei ze Rasha Gomer. This person is a Rasha Gomer, is an evil man, 100% an evil man, says the Tana de Belio Rabba. who should be zoiche to take the words from the Chofetz Chaim, who tells us that the mitzvah of Lashon Hara, of not speaking Lashon Hara, has the status of a meis mitzvah bizmaneinu, has the status of a mitzvah that people just push aside. We should be zoiche to mekayim the halachas of shmiras lashon properly. And as we are entering Shabbos, one eitzah is to take a certain time, and the person will be cognizant and make sure for this 10 minutes, for this half an hour, I'm going to make sure that bli neder, I won't speak anything else. Just the Torah, no other words, to make sure that at least this one time. And from that, he builds on the next half hour, and he's margil himself, he accustoms himself to make sure that he's always speaking Hilchos Lashon Hara, Hilchos Shmiras Lashon properly. And of course, as the Chofetz Chaim mentioned, in order to know what we're allowed to say and what we're not allowed to say, we have to be learning Hilchos Lashon Hara. Have a good Shabbos.